Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attired.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Who or what is your arch nemesis arrival and why? 844-999 Ola. Just so you know, a rainbow just appeared out our window.
It honestly did.
Inspirational show that creates a positive, inspirational environment.
We ain't get a picture. There's, honest to God, a rainbow.
Listen.
And now the rainbow makes me angry.
It's beautiful.
Just because you've been doing these stupid quotes and the rainbow shows up.
Inspirational.
It kind of pisses me off.
No, that's what happens when you have positive energy.
Well, here's some more comments. Yo, Miles, may the bluebird of happiness fly straight up your ass.
The bluebird of happiness.
That might be fun. Yeah. Someone else says, my arch rival is the Cars for Kids song. I hate that mother effing jingle. It can go straight to hell.
Okay.
1-877 Cars for
Kids. Hey, by the way, that's a nationwide deal.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just here, man. That commercial is everywhere.
Like, you want, and I agree. Because, like, listen, you want to do the right thing, but I would give them money if they could change that jingle.
Like, I donate a car.
Stuck in my head. Like, would you stop playing this if I give you a car? Maybe that's...
Seriously, I'll buy you a brand new car.
Just stop playing the jingle. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so I'm like a big time Harley guy. You know, grew up around them my entire life. My dad's been a Harley technician for over 20 years. So with that being said, any other motorcycle besides Harley is our rival.
Now, does it get broken down into the divisions? So, in other words, if you have more of a street bike, you have more of a like a Honda, Yamaha, Kawasaki kind of racing bike, is that worse than, say, having a Victory or an Indian or something that's a little bit more close to a Harley?
No, in my opinion, like a street bike like you're talking about, it is better than owning like a Victory or a Honda, you know, like the cruiser is closer to Harley, you know what I mean?
Okay. So, like a Goldwing, you still don't like it, even though Honda, or even though Harley doesn't really make an equivalent to that type of bike.
What's that?
Well, like a Goldwing, right? Something that's more of a touring bike, like a big ass touring bike. Harley doesn't really make that kind of a bike. So, are those okay?
Yeah, of course. I mean, are you talking like? Are you asking if the Goldwings are okay?
Yeah, I mean, like, do you? I know you like Harley and you're loyal to that brand, but are there other motorcycles out there that you're like, you know what, if I wasn't going to get a Harley, I would get something like this?
Right.
No, honestly.
Okay, all right.
Harley Davidson, man.
I believe you. And don't forget.
Come on.
Accept your past without regret.
Jesus Christ.
Handle your present with confidence and face your future without fear.
There's that rainbow again. This is an amazing day.
It's starting to fade, but it is there.
Oh, it's fading?
I'll read some of the comments as you read your Instagram.
Oh,
you created
God.
A rainbow.
Why are people mad at me?
This is all caps. Miles, F you. I hope your butt hair catches
fire. We're trying
fire.
To stop people from doing inspirational quotes on social media. So if this beats over the head the people that do this to stop doing that crap, this entire show's been worth it.
I don't know. Someone else says, thanks for ruining my drive home. You suck, Miles. Someone else says, can I please get a positive reading for Miles?
Sure. What do you want? Look, hey. If you hear a voice within, and that voice says, you cannot paint, then by all means paint, and that voice will be silenced. Vincent Van Gogh.
Then he cut off his ear.
I'm pretty sure.
I want advice from a madman.
I think he went nuts.
Thanks for the inspiration. You cut off your own ear, man. Mm-hmm.
Who does that?
Right, and then you're going to read an inspirational quote from that guy.
Yeah.
You got anything from Charles Manson?
No.
Someone else says, I think Miles got the coronavirus. And I like this inspirational quote. They don't think it'd be the way, but it do.
I like that. Who wrote that?
I'm not sure. Hello, Doug. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo.
Boo.
How's it going, guys?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. So my nemesis is skiers.
Is what, skiers or skeeters?
Skiers, skiers. I've been a snowboarder for 17 years.
So what is the rivalry?
There is a weird rivalry there.
What,
you're right.
What is the problem? Like, you're both happy people who like snow and mountains, which is crazy to me, but you do, and you both get a recreational sport, you get your adrenaline rush. What is the beef between skiers and snowboarders?
Skiers, they seem to tear up the hill a lot. Like, they mess up the snow, they create moguls, which as a snowboarder is real hard to go through. They're also always going back and forth, slaloming down. I just want to bomb the hill, and they're in the way. Okay. I don't know. It's always been a thing, this kind of skier-snowboarder rivalry, and, you know,
well,
it goes way back.
And then the other one is, you know, when you guys feel like it, you just sit down wherever the hell you are, right in the middle of the run. So, like, on the skier side, they go like, oh, the snowboarders.
Off, you don't.
They just sit down wherever they are and, like, all right, the hell with it. You know what I mean? Which isn't a big deal, but, I mean, seriously, the only people sitting on a ski slope are snowboarders who are sitting in the middle of the slope. So it's like, on the other side of it.
Is that the, what complaint
that's the
do you
knock,
hear
that's
from
the
skiers?
I've heard
right.
from skiers about snowboarders. I really don't have a horse in the race because I'm not good at either one of them, so I don't care. But that's what I've heard.
You got to give it a try.
Yeah.
Head up to Crystal. It's a lot of fun.
You know what, man? I have thought about that because I'm so
snowboarding.
Bad. I'm so bad at skiing. It's
you're
like,
not
maybe,
that bad at
maybe,
skiing.
Maybe I could get better.
You're not that good, but you're not
right.
that bad.
I feel like I'm
going to
die.
You're not that bad.
You know what, though, man?
Don't.
Even the greatest was once a beginner. So never forget to be afraid to take that first step. I should just get back out there. And I can do this. I can ski. You know what? I'm pretty sure I can ski.
I hope you hit a tree.
My head
if you're
going
to read that, I hope you go straight into a tree. Like staring at another rainbow you created.
I feel like I can do it now.
Let's see. Please, Miles, stick forks into my eyeballs. This is in regard to your inspirational quote.
Why don't they post these
the
internet? People love them.
This one I like. It says, stuff your rainbow up your ass. Love, Dave. You guys should add Miles' inspirational quotes to the birthday shout-out options. No, we should not. Someone else
great
says, Miles.
Idea. Great idea.
Thank you for the positive readings today.
Thank you.
I need a boost of confidence. Was a bad day at work. You made it better.
See?
Someone else says, I need an inspirational quote for pooping. Let's see. This is great. I love the inspiration pouring through the airwaves. Don't encourage this. Let's see. The thrill, will you please rip ass on Miles? And Miles, thank you for inspiring me today.
Yes.
You've changed my life.
Thank God. See?
And that's followed by Miles. I hope your new butthole's defective. So
might be. Might be.
It runs the gamut. Hello, Nadia. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, guys. So my nemesis is people who park themselves in the left lane. The left lane is the passing lane, and it drives me crazy when people drive under the speed limit or
thank
at
you.
The speed limit.
Yeah.
And they have no idea they're doing it, and they don't even realize it. And that's the weirdest thing to me. Like, that should be the only question on the driving test.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? The left lane is a passing lane. True, false. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Whatever. Then the next one, like, should you be in the left lane? If a car passes you on the right lane, what do? A, move over. B, get over. C, get over.
Right.
That's all you need to know about driving. If a car goes by you on your right side, you need to move over.
Sure.
That's it.
Pretty
please,
basic.
Please write the driving test for them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm dead serious.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy every day.
Oh, well,
do you drive for a living, or is this getting to and from wherever you need to go?
No, it's to and from. I have quite a long commute to work, and it's seriously every day that it happens.
How long is your commute? How long are you in the car?
Usually anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half.
Jeez, man. That's ridiculous.
I mean,
I know a lot of people do it. I just can't wrap my... I can't because, look, I like my job. So make no mistake about this. Most people do not like their job as much as I like my job. I still would not spend an hour to get here. It's amazing to me that you spend an hour in a car to go to a place that you don't want to be.
I like my job, though. I do. But it is... Yeah, the commute is rough.
Hey, okay. I will tell you this. Look, stay where the professionals are. The professionals from the
is
most part...
Is this an inspirational quote, or is this actually your advice?
No, this is my advice.
Oh, okay.
Stay in the right lane, because in our state, you do better in the right lane because everyone's driving slow on the left. So I'm not trying to give away a big secret here, but you'll do much better if you're all the way to the right than you ever will if you're in the fast lane. Half the time, people don't even drive in the right lane. You know what I mean?
Like,
it's
empty.
which is amazing.
That's a good tip.
Okay, all right.
But not inspiration. Some more comments.
Yeah.
Miles, thank you for the inspiration.
Sure.
I was having a bad day. And now I'm talking about a deep bag radio. Older bitches, Miles, you just made me run over a bunch of ducklings.
Oh, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got here. I'm loving the quotes.
Thank you.
I'm masturbating while listening to them. Okay, I'll take that as you
will. Hey, if you don't go after what you want,
Jesus,
you'll never have it. And if you don't step forward, you're always in the same place.
Rainbow's back.
Please, Steve, remove Miles' tongue with a cocktail fork through his nostril. I'm just reading what comes in.
Mm. That's not very positive.
New Mintrum rule. A man shall never read an inspirational quote aloud.
Hey, if we kill the stuff on Facebook, you guys will be happy.
Miles, we have the same name. You've now made me ashamed to admit it.
How do you spell it?
Thrill, will you please throw punch Miles 5 times as hard as you can? That's from JD.
Oh, come on. This is positive.
Miles, you inspire me to commit homicide. Miles, suck my, and you can guess.
What? What does he want?
It's 4 letters, but plural.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
More on the undercarriage.
All right, well, then I'll give you a suitable inspirational quote, then, based on that. When life brings big winds of change that almost blow you over, close your eyes, hold on tight, and believe. They got blow-in wind in there, that joke ahead.
Miles,
yeah.
I'm pleasantly at peace with how angry everyone else is. Please keep it up. There's some comments coming in. I can't read that one.
Sorry.
It's a little graphic.
This is a positive.
See, it doesn't work. Why does anyone... Because you made the point. Like, everyone hates inspirational quotes.
Yes, they do.
So why do people keep doing it?
We're trying to end it.
You're right trying now to make people feel better, but all you do is make people angry, right?
I'm trying to bring out the absurdity of this so it will stop.
Give me one more. Annoying. Give me one more.
And if you have, like, one that's on a picture in your living room or something...
Oh, God.
Some crap like right that, throw it away. Throw it away. I was close. I was real close, but I did.
You almost got.
I was real close. Throw that crap away.
Give us another
one. Another one?
Give us one more.
Oh, now she's making us go to break.
You're not going to have it for this word.
All right. Don't cry over the past. The past is gone. Don't stress about the future. It hasn't even arrived. Live in the present. And make it beautiful. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, our question. Who or what is your arch nemesis or rival and why? And here come those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
Hello, gentlemen, and the lovely Wobbin. I have 2 guys in my work that are 15, 20 years younger than I, and 3 other workers who are very disrespectful and lazy, forcing us broken guys to do their work and clean up after these pukes. Also, they think their stuff doesn't stink. That from Rick.
What stuff?
The stuff.
Oh, that stuff.
Guys, my nemesis is modern machines, which would be almost anything produced these days. If you buy something from a name brand company, unless you pay through the roof for it from a real good brand made in America, not made in China or whatever, it's certain to be worthless in a few years, if not much sooner. Companies get away with it because the current crop of 20-somethings that have their first apartment or buying a house have no idea that dishwashers used to last 30 years. That fact has been wiped off the planet due to the greed of companies.
Mm-hmm.
That from Aaron. Oh, this is this what? Yeah, it is. A listener writes in.
No. No, they did not.
Yeah, they did. All a man needs is love. If you can't give him love, give him hope.
If you can't give hope, then just give them something to do. Guys, my family originated in Scotland and were close allies with Clan MacDonald. Long story short, the MacDonalds were having a get-together in Glencoe, and the Campbell clan was there and tried to get the MacDonalds to pledge allegiance to their leaders, who ended up being the English. When the MacDonalds refused, the Campbells set up an attack and killed approximately 30 MacDonalds in their sleep. To this day, there are signs at pubs in Glencoe that refuse to service the Campbells. I can't help but feel biased when I meet one, and I don't eat their soup either. Same thing where I was born in Mingo County in West Virginia, the Hatfields and McCoys. They still have issues.
Do they still?
To this day, trust me, because they're on opposite like softball teams and stuff. It's all about just like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like that's...
Do they even know what they're mad at
They
anymore?
Get in fights like in parking lots at softball games.
But Army, do they know why they're mad at each other?
I have no idea. Let's see here, guys. Oh, here's another one. That's very nice.
God damn it.
Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass.
Shut up.
It's about learning to dance in the rain.
Oh, God. No one even does that.
I don't think so.
No one dances in a fucking rain.
People are emailing that stuff. I think it's very inspirational. Patrols, as a cop, we sometimes have to close streets due to car collisions because people are not paying attention. I'll close the street with cones, flares, my car, flashing lights, whole deal. Sometimes even a street close sign. There will be no traffic on the closed street, and without fail, there will be someone driving up to the flares, cones, and sign wanting to drive on the closest street, on the closed street. I'll walk up to the car, and the person will always ask, "Is the street closed?" Rock on, guys. That's from Mr. Man. Oh, here's a nice one. Miles, you are inspiring me to shove an ice pick in my ear and Helen Keller this bitch. That from your token blind listener, Joe, who's going to go full deaf and blind.
Why don't you play inspiration? See, that is something inspiring. You've read all those inspirational quotes. That guy's email, I feel most inspired by his.
He says, you are inspiring me to shove ice picks on my ears and Helen Keller this bitch. That's from our blind listener, Joe. Regarding today's show, I love the motivational quotes, not just because they're very insightful, but more importantly, they piss everyone off, and I get off on that. Keep it real, guys. Stay beautiful. Okay. Let's see. We'll move on to some birthday emails. Oh, here's a good one. My son, Van Danger, is turning 9 years old. Would Coach Ted give him a pep talk for his baseball camp he has tomorrow? Thanks, guys. That from Anna. Oh, unfortunately, Coach Ted's out today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Watch, give an inspirational quote. They wanted inspiration from Coach Ted. Give the kid an inspirational quote, man. For what, baseball?
Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities, Van Danger. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you can't be successful or happy. You think a 9-year-old figured that out?
No.
All right.
I think he wants to punch you now, too.
Olu Machola's auto wish my daughter Penelope, pronounced Penela Collapse, a happy 10th birthday. Could you get a little kid face sandwich, a suck it up cupcake? I love you, big girl. That from the dad.
Fish sandwich.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Olu Machola's, I want to wish my beautiful only child, Raven, a happy, sweet 16th birthday today. Being an only child, I only had one child myself because I knew I would never love the other one as much as I love her. If possible, can she get, let's see, the Dirty Germans. Your show rocks. That from her dad and Beau, but maybe not so dirty. She's 16.
Yeah, you are 16 in 2 years. I will tell you the secrets.
Ja, deine Eltern sind doch nicht ganz dicht.
What were you doing when you were 16, Robin?
Working.
In a bakery?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, I went to school, too, and just skip out on that, yeah. But yeah.
I was masturbating and picking zits.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Tomato, tomato.
Yes, I would like to wish myself a happy birthday. I don't think anyone's going to write in for me. Last year, I was sick and still ended up drunk and passing out on the bathroom floor. Well, this year, I'm healthy and already drinking water, so I can keep from blacking out tonight. Thanks for all you guys do. That from Shiler. Give me your penises too small if we could. I wish my dispatcher, Shalina, a happy 25th birthday. Can I get the Dirty Germans talking about the creepy noises she hears in the shop? Thanks, guys. That from Landfill, the highway hooker.
Yeah, obviously when he has the creepy noises in the shop, it is ghost masturbating.
Ja, die Geräusche, du hörst, ist nicht gut.
Yeah.
We need a translator.
I don't think we do.
Guys, today is the 40th anniversary of the day I was pushed into this world. I had a friend text me today wishing me a happy birthday and hoping that I feel celebrated just the right amount. I told her I was at work and that no one knew it was my birthday, which was exactly the right amount. My wife walked in about an hour later with 40 helium balloons. She's great. I love her tons. So for my birthday, man, there's another request for Coach Ted. How about the dirty Germans there then for Ninja Nate, please?
Yeah, Ninja Nate, if you are truly a ninja, then you like things that aren't black. I will be naked tonight.
Ja, du bist doch kein Ninja. Ich kann dich überall sehen.
Dad Dennis, 50 years old. How about that? Someone, a wonderful son, daughter, wrote in to wish their dad a happy 50th birthday. Could I get the dirty Germans talking to him about receiving sodomy for Twinkies, please? That's so nice.
Yeah, I could talk to you all night about that. We will recreate it slowly.
Deine kleinen Kuchen, die fühlen sehr, sehr schön.
Oh, but y'all just want to say happy birthday to my dad, Steve. He is 51 years old. Happy birthday, old man. Please give him a kid's fish sandwich, a big old bong rip, and or a Leroy Jenkins. Thanks, guys. That from Kaylee.
Fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws are Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Okay, here are a few extra emails on what were you locked in or out of. Gentlemen, your recent conversation about being locked in or out of something reminded me of an incident from my college years down in Portland, Oregon. Picked up a job for the holidays in a mall. The shift ends just in time to catch the last train of the night on the MAX. My shift ended. I took the train toward my off-campus apartment. Doors opened at every stop as expected until my stop. I failed to realize that the little stop buttons, that's required at that late of an hour to open the doors. I'm guessing it saves time and heat from escaping and acts as a security measure. If you don't need to stop, the train's not going to stop.
Sure.
Well, I thought, don't panic. Just get off at the next stop. Little did I know, the train would not stop again until the zoo in Beaverton. I was greeted by a security guard saying, hey, we got to lock a station up and you need to leave. This was before smartphones. I was lucky to have some change in my pocket for one payphone call and my parents' emergency credit card. The guard allowed me time to call a taxi. Lady on the phone said it would take 2 hours before the taxi came to get me. That's when I broke. It's already almost 2 a.m. I have class at 9 a.m. Now I'm in tears, waiting alone in the dark. No idea how long I'll be sitting on the sidewalk outside the zoo. Taxi company took pity and arrived in about 45 minutes. On the bright side, my parents did not have me repay the taxi charge. They said I learned my lesson. They were right. Thanks, guys, for being off, awesome. That's from Stephanie. Let's see here. As far as what I used to be good at, Ola, gentlemen, and Wobbin, what I used to be really good at is I used to run marathons and compete in obstacle-style marathons. My favorite one I've ever done, the Tough Mudder. I heard that's impossible. And if you're not familiar with it, it's about 15 miles. There are about 20 obstacles scattered throughout the event. Four, electricity and barbed wire. You have to sign a death waiver. Although I'd love to think that type of training is hard to maintain death while raising waiver. A family and a career. Rock on. I would not feel good.
You sign a death waiver?
Before I do something? Yeah, I'm going to do this, but they make sure, like, you know, if I die, family can't sue.
I think maybe I had to do that when I went skydiving.
Did you?
But I feel like that makes more sense because I understand that I'm jumping out of a freaking plane.
Mm-hmm. As far as the topic of how did your parents make it worse for you? Guys, I was playing games upstairs on my computer with big-ass noise-canceling headphones on and the windows open. So I had no idea when the local Girl Scouts had come to the door soliciting their delicious cookies.
All right.
I won't bother to tell you the name of the game because you guys don't know, but it's an important piece. Essentially, it is a game of deception and lying between friends, where one person tries to kill all of the innocent people, and the innocent people are trying to kill the bad guy.
Okay.
This is where the S hits the fan. I was deep in the game, and I was shouting things to my buddies online like, watch out, I've got a gun, I'm going to shoot your ass. Well, about 10 minutes later, there was a much louder knock on the door that I actually heard this time. It was the Girl Scouts' very, very large father, who did not look happy with me. He wanted to know who the F threatened his daughters. I said, no one, sir. It seems to be the problem here. Well, his daughters pointed out to him that's the house. Someone inside in there has a gun, and they're threatening to shoot us. He didn't seem too thrilled with the fact I was just playing video games with my online buddies and just so happened to have my bedroom window open. So I bought a couple boxes of cookies from him. That from Canada.
I got a gun. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, let's see here, guys. Catching up on the podcast, I've got a couple stories about getting locked in. Back when I was in college, I was living in an apartment. One day I was leaving for work, and the handle on the only door out broke off the door. This left me trapped inside, having to call in and tell my boss what the situation was. I could hear him laughing on the other side of the line, trying to keep it together. Eventually, I found something I could use to pull back the latch, deadbolted the door behind me, and ended up being about 20 minutes late. Years later, guys, I worked at an auto shop and needed to have some work done on my own vehicle. So I came in on the weekend and did what I needed to do. My boss had let me in, but left while I was working. So when I finished up, I pulled my car out and locked the garage door from the inside. It was at that point I realized both main doors were locked entirely with no way for me to unlock them. I spent an hour trying to get a hold of both my bosses to tell them what was going on. Neither would pick up their phone. Eventually, my mother-in-law went to one of the homes and got him to come back and let me out of the shop. So basically, she was locked in the auto, or Lee was locked in the auto shop. He felt a little guilty, even as he realized it was his fault, but we laughed about it later. A couple more here if we have time. We got time? Where's our time?
We should have time.
Okay. Oh, let's see here. Ola Bacholas, the subject is the Wiggles. You guys were talking about the Wiggles because of the guy who is the main Wiggle.
Hey, red?
Fruit salad guy. Yeah, he had a heart attack. Remember
that? The red Wiggle or the yellow Wiggle?
He was the yellow Wiggle.
The yellow Wiggle. All
right. And basically, if you don't know what happened, they were doing a benefit show for the fires in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
The Wiggles, one of the biggest bands, believe it or not, in Australia.
I still can't believe it, but I know it's true.
They are a phenom. They hadn't been together in a long time. They bring these guys back together for this charity event. He walks off the stage, has a heart attack.
Right.
We haven't heard how he's doing. We just know that he had a heart attack. Guys, talking about the Wiggles reminded me of the story. A year ago, my family traveled to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and there was a food truck advertising fruit salad. This brought the song Fruit Salad to my mind, and I would sing it every time we walked past this food truck to see how long it took my parents to get pissed off at me. After about the 12th time, my mom, a girl raised Mormon, leaned over to me and said, "If I hear that song one more time, I'm going to throw you into the street in front of an oncoming semi." We never took that route again, that entire trip. That from Gavin. And let's see here. One more. Guys, catching up on the show, on the podcast, on radio.com, listening to one about the herpes monkeys and roaming chimp gangs in India.
Yes.
And it reminded me of the time I was attacked by a feral cat in my apartment. I was on my way to meet my friends one evening. As soon as I opened the door, a big gray alley cat ran inside. He went straight for my roommate's cat, but I chased him into the kitchen before he could attack her. Crazy bastard got up on the counters, knocking everything over, and shot some of that male cat crap they spray to mark their territory, which immediately stunk up the entire apartment. I had no idea what to do. So I grabbed him by the back of the neck as best I could, but not well enough. He bit and scratched the S out of my arm until I was able to get a better grip. Walked him to the door, let him out. My arm was completely wrecked, like I put it in a blender. Cleaned it up, wrapped it in gauze before I headed out for the night. Funny part was having to explain to my friends while I was 45 minutes late and my arms all bandaged up. Next day, the veins in my arm were turning red, as was most of my forearm. Looked up cat bites. Turns out they're extremely dangerous. So I went to the doctor and got a tetanus shot and some antibiotics. Still love cats. Felt bad for the little guy. Cheers,
what?
Dude. Love the show. Been listening since I was a delivery driver in 2006.
Damn.
You guys got me through some long shifts on the road in the afternoon, so greatly appreciate it. All right, I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played, Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Some say sheep that struggle from sexual frustration sit on ships and sip on Schlitz. So sheepishly sitting Schlitz sippers sent ships of sexually frustrated sheep to sit on the sheets of slits?
Three times fast!
Some say sheep that struggle from sexual frustration sit on ships and sip on Schlitz. Some sheepishly sitting Schlitz sippers sent ships of sexually frustrated sheep to sit on sheets of silk Schlitz.
One!
Some say sheep that struggle from sexual frustration sit on ships and sip on Schlitz. Some sheepishly sitting Schlitz shippers sent ships of sexually frustrated sheep to shit out.
Oh! Yes, we call that a loss. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000. and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Late night. Man. We're up like 3:34 o'clock, I think.
We all went out to dinner at the show last night. And
yeah.
After you youngsters climbed into bed, cut off your Reggie the bedtime stories, and we sipped our hot cocoa. You know, Miles and I stayed up late.
We did.
To, that's how we rolled the show. Yeah.
Added some stuff into that hot cocoa, did you?
Were you...
We tucked them in tight. We read stories. And Miles and I stayed up late to work on this.
Were you part of the crew, Mike, that when I went to use the bathroom, drank my beer?
I will plead the fifth.
Beer. Were you a part of that?
Yeah.
Robin was 80% of it.
He just switched the rhyme. Oh, there.
Yeah.
Turns out. No.
We're up all night.
I don't like this. Robin did most of it.
Coming up with the rhymes and riddles for Ted versus the FCC.
See, I heard you just poured my beer down your throat as fast as you could, like 2 seconds.
Robin took like 80%.
Boom. I mean, it was...
So thanks for that.
Okay.
Lo and behold, you're not going to believe this. We came in today, and wouldn't you know it, there is a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
I know.
If we had known. Since Ted's not here, and Mike's in, we're just going to give this one to Mike to see if he can get one in the win column. And, you know, like a lot of things, you know, you grew up kind of out in, you know, in the middle of, of nowhere.
Okay.
So this is going to be a tricky one for
you. Oh, boy.
Okay. And it goes something like this. And it's from our good friend and listener, Sick Boy Dan.
Sick Boy Dan, yes.
Sick Boy Dan. Digger Nick sits and splits his saggy knickers. Shelly sells Digger Nick some bigger knickers. The bigger knicker shift on Digger Nick. Shelly says you just can't trust those shifty knickers. The way we play Ted versus the FCC is you got to read that one time through, then three times fast.
My stomach just hit my toes, man. Mm-hmm. This is bad.
I'm already mad at you.
You should be. I'm mad at me. sorry I drank your beer, Miles.
It's okay.
Digger Nick sits and splits his saggy knickers. Shelly sells Digger Nick some bigger knickers. The bigger knicker shift on Digger Nick. Shelly says you can't trust those shifty knickers.
Three times fast.
Digger Nick sits and splits his saggy knickers. Shelly sells Digger Nick some bigger knickers. The bigger knickers shift on Digger Nick. Shelly says you just can't trust those shifty knickers.
One.
Digger Nick sits and splits his saggy knickers. Shelly sells Digger Nick some bigger knickers. The bigger knickers shift on Digger Nick. Shelly says you just can't trust those shifty knickers.
Two.
Digger Nick sits and splits his saggy knickers. Shelly sells Digger Nick some bigger knickers. The bigger knickers shift on Digger Nick. Shelly says you just can't trust those shifty knickers.
Oh, wow.
I don't feel good.
You are not a racist.
I don't feel good about that.
You are not a racist.
I still don't feel good.
It's all right. It's a big win. Nice work on Ted versus the FCC.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Coming up in 7 minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Pop-Tarts and Good Humor have teamed up to make ice cream bars that taste like brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts.
All right.
I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down with that, man.
Those have been my favorite Pop-Tarts since I was a kid, man.
They became my favorite when I became an adult. Like, as a kid, I wanted the most sugary, and then somehow, as an adult... That eats Pop-Tarts. It is the brown sugar.
Does it have an icing on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's important.
Oh, I hate it when my parents buy Pop-Tarts without the icing.
Right? It just has fruit inside.
Come on, man.
Let me ask you this, Steve. As an adult, are you only liking the brown sugar cinnamon because it's the one that the kids won't touch?
No, I actually... It's kind of like, you know, sometimes you go back as an adult and you will eat something that you ate as a kid. Like a Twinkie.
Sure.
I think Twinkies are terrible now. It's just like that taste has changed and now I like the old man Pop-Tarts.
All righty. I dig it. It says if you don't have a sense of smell, it can ruin your sex life.
Smell it.
You haven't been with the people I've been with.
I know.
It can ruin it?
It can ruin it.
I would think it would save it. Why? Why do they say, like,
my guess,
sex only smells good if you're an active participant in it?
Now, I'm not working on it, but I can speculate on it. My guess is that it's not so much the people that you're with as it is yourself. If you don't have a sense of smell, I mean, we're all nose blind to ourselves to some capacity, but if you are truly nose blind,
right.
There might be some stuff in there that you need to get cleaned up.
Okay.
Kind of what I'm thinking.
So you think it's that the person with the lack of smell or lack of sense of smell is pretty funky.
Smell funky.
Pheromones, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, there you go. You know what? Maybe that's it, too. Boom.
Pheromones?
What?
Really?
Yeah. We have pheromones.
No, I know that. I'm just saying even without the sense of smell, like me, it's usually...
I can smell you want to have sex.
I can smell that you want me. You know what I mean?
You're right. You want me?
It's all right, all right.
A woman in Pittsburgh was stabbed in the face during a fight over shrimp.
Damn. What was she stabbed with?
I don't know. I'm not working on it. My guess is a shrimp foot.
Stabbed in the face?
In the face.
In an argument over shrimp.
Probably a fork.
Someone ate somebody's shrimp. I'm going to go coconut shrimp because they're so delicious.
Man, shrimp period's delicious.
It is.
You can have shrimp cocktail. You can have shrimp Alfredo.
Okay, Bubba. Let's slow down.
There are all kinds of shrimp.
All kinds of shrimp.
Oh, Lord Almighty. A man in Colorado with murder tattooed on his forehead has been sentenced.
Let me guess. Did he murder someone?
Ah, 32 years in prison for murder.
Come on.
It's like he knew.
It's like you knew.
Good old. Why would you do that? Why do you have drug dealer tattooed on your forehead?
No, he didn't say murderer. He had murder tattooed on
there. That's true. Right.
He was just telling people that it exists.
Wow. Oh,
murder. Two women who competed against each other on Jeopardy in 2010 fell in love, are getting married, and have invited Alex Trebek to their wedding.
Well, that's very nice.
Kinda. You think he really wants to go? Like, I don't really know you, man. I hosted a show you were on.
Jeopardy doesn't seem like the place where you go to pick up people.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah. I'd go there.
I mean, I would
I like them smart. I'll sit in the studio audience every taping.
See how high that platform is, girl.
Mm-hmm.
An 65-year-old grandmother and her 19-year-old granddaughter were busted smuggling 200 pounds of meth across the border from Mexico.
Wow.
That's a lot of meth. Right?
Yes.
200 pounds. And a 65-year-old and a 19-year-old. Good gravy. Tinder is adding a new panic button feature to trigger an alarm if something dangerous happens on a date.
Mm-hmm. That's the panic button, see?
That is the panic button. I'm just... Yeah.
Is it, what's creepier? That you said the guy did the, what is it, the Tough Mudder run, right?
Okay.
And he had to sign...
The death warrant thing.
The, well, not warrant. Death warrant. Jesus. Kind of like the death waiver. Like, if I die, you're not responsible. What, is that creepier, or is it the fact that Tinder's like, hey, we got a lot of creepy-ass people on this website.
Neither.
So here's a panic button for
neither
you.
Neither of them set a tone that you really want to think about, but I'm thinking, honestly, that the Tinder panic button's worse. Because at least with the death waiver, hopefully, you know, I just laid it on my head and boom, that's it, I'm sure. Done. Whereas this,
but you
panic
know what
button,
you're getting into,
right? Panic button could be a number of different things that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy.
Sure.
So I call your friends, let them know where you're heading. And this doesn't man or woman, I don't care. Let your friends know where you're going.
Mike's right because I'm coming to get you.
That's right. Thrill's waiting. He's gonna kidnap you and put you in the closet with salami on your toes.
All right, it's pepperoni.
Pepperoni, close enough. A teenager in Ontario called the police after he sent someone money for a fake ID and never got it.
Wait,
white.
The person who did not get their fake ID.
Correct. So this teenager buys a fake ID, or at least orders a fake ID, never gets it, calls the police and says, hey, I never got my fake ID.
Cops are like, thank you. Thank you, dummy.
Well, I can see him being upset.
I know you get upset, but like, look. If I buy, I don't know.
It's called risk.
12 kilos of cocaine. I'm not going to call the cops because I got flour. Sometimes just let it go, man.
Well, we talked about nemesis. A video is going viral of a person on a plane drying their shoes using the overhead vent.
That's gonna be stinky.
Okay, what's worse, the shoes or the gal that was doing the old unders up there?
Well, I guess it's back to hoping that you don't have a sense of smell.
A man in Michigan got a $99,000 settlement from his job for racial discrimination earlier this week.
I'm about to toast him.
Okay, then, you know what? You ruined so many of mine. He went back to the bank to cash the checks. They called the cops, so now he's suing the bank for racial discrimination. Jeez. That's it for headline. No, wait. A man went to Arizona, went to bad lengths to get his urine test.
What was that?
I'll tell you all about it an hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First one's going to get tested online for profile. This one's 8 caller 9. 844-999 or not.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.